How can exceptional work be a curse? This is Founder Wisdom, where we'll answer that question by distilling advice from our founders and the books they recommend. Then we'll show you how we are applying that knowledge ourselves. I asked Barry Ritholtz, who created the podcast Masters in Business, what book I should recommend if I'm trying to understand the stock market. He recommended How We Know What Isn't So by Thomas Gilovich. Adrian was wondering if we could do some banter.
Bro, don't expose me like that. Oh my God.
Like
dude.
What we did with Jessica.
Don't expose me. And they're going to think like everything in this podcast is like manufactured. Like,
no, it's not manufactured. No, that's what we're going to say. We're going to say, well, this banter is after everything we recorded, but I think it just shows a little bit of me and Andrew before. But now let's talk about regression.
Let's get it. Okay, that was good.
Have you ever heard of the term regression?
Regression? So like,
yeah.
Instead of like going forward, you're kind of regressing back, going backwards. Like you're not as, like, you're not being as good as you used to be, getting worse.
Exactly, exactly. And we're specifically going to be focusing on regression in terms of performance. And I think what's super interesting is people tend to be insufficiently conservative or regressive when making predictions. And one of the ways that this shows up is like people think that the most representative son of a 6'5 father is a son that is also 6'5. But in reality, that height is reached by only a minority of such father's sons. The regression fallacy refers to the tendency of people in general to fail to recognize statistical regression when it occurs and instead try to explain observed phenomena with superfluous and complicated causal theories.
Okay, what do you mean by like these like causal theories?
Let's say you're like a performer or an athlete.
All right.
Generally, a lesser performance that follows a brilliant one is not attributed to them
actually just like be getting bad.
Yeah, it's not attributed to regression. What it's attributed to is, oh, that person was slacking off, or that person didn't have the right routine before. And so there's all these added components to explain away a lesser performance.
Messi leaves it to Pedro. Real Madrid.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like I catch myself doing that like when I watch soccer. I love soccer so much, and I love watching my teams play like every Saturday morning. And like when you see one player like have an excellent weekend, you're just like, oh, like hell yeah, like can't wait to see him next weekend. And then like they're not as good, and you had like this high expectation for them. And like my immediate thought is, oh, they got bad. Like they got bad within a week, or they choked.
That's so funny that you say that, because like there is actually this super interesting example with Sports Illustrated, right? And athletes were afraid of choking, specifically when they were represented on the Sports Illustrated cover.
There's been a lot of talk this week about how the Astros could beat the Dodgers and the infamous Sports Illustrated curse. Kind of
there was this medalist, it was in 1976, this Olympic medalist, Shirley Babashoff or something like that. And she would not get her picture taken before the 1976 Olympics because of this jinx, supposedly, that Sports Illustrated had. Because what would happen is athletes would have this incredible, noteworthy performance, and then they would be asked to get on Sports Illustrated. But because it was noteworthy, it's like very, very hard to top that performance. And so their next performance would probably be less than noteworthy. And thus it was, oh, there is a curse for being on Sports Illustrated.
No, yeah, that happened to the same thing. I think it was like with the 2K titles, like NBA 2K titles, like there was a curse for it. Like whoever got the whoever got the cover of like the game, like the next season, like they would do ass. We reward them for like being good, but then we set that high expectation, and sometimes we don't realize that like it's okay, like they fluctuate. It's impossible to have to stay consistently at that exceptional level that we expected for them.
The most obvious examples definitely come from sports, but I think we can also apply these kinds of lessons to the team, because even within just work in general and performance in the workplace, there are going to be weeks or months even, or projects in our case, where someone just does exceptional work. When I think of it, I think of what we did with Jason Stapleton.
Yeah.
Matt just made an exceptional intro.
I fly into Baghdad. The guy who handles all the logistics goes, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to send you up north. Just so you know, four guys got killed yesterday, and you're going to be a replacement. One day, we had a run to Parliament.
And then I was like, all right, he's done it once. Each one's going to be a banger, right? I don't think that I should have thought like that. Although I know what could be achievable, like I shouldn't expect it because of regression. Like that performance was exceptional, and now you have to think about, okay, like how can you push towards that exceptional behavior without maybe necessarily expecting it, if that makes sense.
It's hard to strike that balance because you want to push your team to like surpass their own boundaries and their own expectations. But how do we like do that and encourage that without like having them like psych themselves out, being like, okay, now I have to reproduce this level of work every week, and that's something I cannot do, you know?
Mm. I think it's making it seem less like the observed phenomena is coming from complicated causal theories, right? Going back to that phrasing that we use. So that performance is not due to some divine inspiration. There are reasons that it was so good. And I think if you can look at what was done and boil it down to its essential components, like what about this made it so incredible, then I think it seems more attainable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Right?
Maybe it's something that they didn't recognize themselves. And that's why I think it's like really good to go ahead and explain that. Because they'll be like, okay, like, oh, the reason why this was so good is because I just did these basic things. Okay, like, that's easy. I can go ahead and do that again.
If you make it explainable in their head, there's less weight on that. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, I have to be inspired, or I was like on a hot streak this week. You know, there's less weight on those intangible support structures.
I mean, even if they end up getting lucky, like you're explaining how they can go ahead and like reproduce that work. And it's just like, okay, I can go ahead and do that. Like if I did it once, I can go ahead and do it again.
So when you see exceptional work, make sure you identify the essential components of that work and try to make it repeatable. Try to make it easily accessible. You'll find that the work will improve week over week. If you have any questions or comments, DM us on Instagram and let us know how you are using this piece of founder wisdom.
That was sick.